one of the gzeiros of Chazal that Chazal made the gabi food was the issur of bishalakum. That's very interesting when you go through the halachas and you go through the gzeiros of Chazal, as we're going to speak out Be'ez Hashem in the next few weeks. Bishalakum, pasakum, vinasakum, yainakum, sintasant. Chazal were very makbid on food. Shalis, what's the pshat why Chazal made so many gzeiros on food that we don't have dafka in every other mokum? The chayud pshat is azoy. The chayud pshat is that a person can have some kind of relationship with a goy. It's not easy, we sit in total all day, we don't have these problems so much. But people, even that are out there in the work, they're busy with going, you can interact with going, you can discuss things with going, you can do business with going. Adkan, the relationship you have with a goy is a business relationship. The moment food gets involved, the moment you sit with this goy and you drink some wine, some beer, or you have a meal with him, all of a sudden it turns from a regular relationship that was a work-based relationship into a social relationship. So it turns into something, and this will definitely be what Chazal will choshish for. Chazal will worry, and that's why dafka we find it by bread, we find it by yang, we find it by green, we find it by all types of cooking. Because that is exactly what Chazal will choshish for. Chazal will choshish when a person gets busy with food, so all of a sudden food knocks down certain barriers. And all of a sudden you relax, you take it easy, you're talking, you're schmoozing with the guy, and all sorts of things can come out. I remember once I was asked to give a shiur in an English-speaking shul in somewhere in Netanya. So they asked me to give a shiur for the Olam there. I gave a ganze shiur based on Mitzrayim. It wasn't going to be the parasha. We talked about a little bit about this inyan, not about Gabi the Halacha Shavuot, but the inyan of distancing a person from goy. Don't become involved with goyim too much. Chazal makes zeres b'chol. We see this clock. A yid comes up to me, after as an older man. He says, Rabbi, I disagree with everything you said tonight. I said, what's the pshat? He said, listen, I've been dealing with goyim for 40 years. They are very nice people. And I said, you're absolutely right. I don't disagree with that. And I never said anything against that. They're wonderful people. But Chazal makes zeres that if we do certain things together with goyim, we might come closer to them. And mela, a various might come out, as we can explain Be'ez Hashem. So it's interesting. Bishal Akum is one of the very, very interesting halachas that seems to be forgotten. Seems to be a lot of people are oisik in business, people are oisik in kashrus, people are oisik in food. A lot of people forget when it comes to Bishal Akum. There's a problem with Bishal Akum. I'll give you an example. A fellow once came to me on a Shabbos with a shayla of a crock pot. That was a shayla, he thought, the Gabi Hilcha Shabbos. He comes to me as a, he says to me that Erev Shabbos he realized, made the ganze shalom, sitting in the fridge and holding in the crock pot there. And Erev Shabbos came and Erev Shabbos went. He poshut forgot to put the food shalom into the crock pot on Shabbos. He forgot to put it on. So it was Benish Moshesh. Now getting into Shabbos on Mila Akum, his wife went in to the neighbor who happened to have a segoy. And they called the goy to come inside to put the children in the crock pot. So now he comes and he chabbed the whole shayla. My Shabbos, is he allowed to eat it? Is he not? Children, awesome, multiple holy. First thing I said, what about Bishal Akum? What about Bishal Akum? A goy over here cooked your children for you. Forget the fact that you can't eat the food. Or with the kidneyra becomes awesome. It's a move to up. We'll see Be'ez Hashem, I'll be the Rishonim. That when a person, when a goy cooks something, not only is the food awesome, but it makes the kidneyra tree. And that means that everything inside there could have been kosher and ganser. You could have been watching him. Of a visual akum is very interesting. I'll give like another example. A person called me from Chutzpah in Swansea, in Santa Shaila. They had the cleaner in the house. The kids were coming home from school. She was going shopping. She comes back and she realizes that the cleaner put on the chips. I bought a whole tray of French fries, a whole tray of frozen chips, puts them in the oven. Right, it's a Heimish cleaner. She's Heimish in the sense that she'll be busy with the kitchen. She'll try to help things out in the house. The shayla is, are you allowed to eat them, Bechal? Are you allowed to eat them? Not a shayla from Bishal Akum again. We're dealing with shaylas that are not only negated to the food. It could be the oven is trace. The oven is trace. How are you going to catch the oven? This is a tremendous shayla. And especially when we deal with Hashem. When we deal with Hashem, apart from obviously the problem of the actual Hashem, is a good Hashem, not a good Hashem, b'chulei, there's a lot of halachas of Bishal Akum that many Hashemim differ in different opinions, l'dugma, without going into too many details. There's two very good Hashemim in England, in the UK, two very good Hashemim. There's a machlokes between these two achshirim about a certain product, which again we'll explain later on, happens to be sweet corn. If you're allowed to go to a goyish shop and buy a carrot corn, regular corn, what's added to it, all the ingredients, there's nothing, it's only water, there's no shayles of traders bechlal. Out that, there's no baya, the shayles on bishalakim. So you have to realize, when you're going to a certain hatshah, when you go to a restaurant, when you go to a hotel, when you go to a bris, a shabbat broth, a sachasana, you're eating in a hatshah that you don't know, unless you know klar what they do. But if you don't know klar, it's very shy that they're making on a lot of things in Bishal Akum that you didn't even chat with the baya. Suddenly you learn it was Bishal Akum, it opens up an entire world. Opens up, there was a family in America, recently they learned that it was Bishal Akum. She realized her goatee was cooking for her every single day. And had a freezer full, literally a whole freezer, full of meals that this goita made for everybody in the mishpacha. She had no idea there was a baya. What she did know is obviously the ingredients have to be kosher, she has to be yosef and nechas the whole time to make sure the goita doesn't add anything. Bishal Akim, taste it. All of a sudden she has a whole freezer full of food, she has all her pots, all her cutlery, all the ovens, everything has been used. What does she have to do? So this Be'ez Hashem is something that we want to get to, Lamaisa.
Baking as well.
We'll get to all the halachas as well, sure. So that's something I want to get to. Be'ez Hashem, it's a tremendous, tremendous inyan Bishal Akim. I don't know if I'm going to do justice in one shin to go to all the halachas of Bishal Akim, but if you know the main mitzvahs, the main heterim, so Be'ez Hashem, when you go to somewhere where you're not sure what's going on, at least know what's going to be mutter and what's going to be aser. Pashtas Azoy. Straight, clear cut halacha and shulchan aruch, yodeis, and mekuf yud gimel, seek ala, poshut shak. A goy cooks for, cooked something. A goy cooked something again, everything is kosher. He cooked it in your house, all the kelim were kosher, all the ingredients were kosher. There's no shayla of anything. The goy cooks it, it's an islam midrabanon to eat the food. No shayla bechal. That is a drabon, that's a clear cut halacha and shulchan aruch, it's often a gemara for tzara, and that be'etzim is the halacha and shulchan aruch. A goy cooks something which is 100% kosher, in a kli that's kosher, in front of a yid, ala minus, of a tzvishal akim, and a main of its asa. What's the makar? So we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah of a Gezor Daklam and Heim base gives us a list of items that are asa from a goy. One of the zachen that the Mishnah mentions is shlokis. Trashis Masbi, obviously we know from other places in Shas that shlokis is the pshat, to cook vegetable. And the nice thing we're dealing over here is with the Mishnah of something that a goat cooked is the issa of a Bishal Akim. What are the reasons for Bishal Akim? It's very interesting to know the reasons over here to understand some of the shayles that come up or have a direct nafkamina to these reasons. For example, it seems that there's two reasons. Reasons are number one, which the Rambam brings, the Tor, the Chochma Sodom, the Ruch HaShulchan, they all bring this reason. And that is Mishum Chasnas. Mishum Chasnas, we're worried that if a person eats food that a goy cooked, so there's a certain Akoyas HaToyim, there's a certain Shaykhness that he builds up with this goy, and Mimelu will worry, he might come to marry the goy, he might come to marry the goy's children, v'choli v'choli. That was Azoy Shteitin Rishonim, Azoy Shteitin Halach in the Poskim, that is the main reason of Bishal Akim. L'choy, it looks like there's another reason. Rashi brings later on the Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Ches, Lamed Zayin also, another reason for Bishal Akim, L'choy seems to be Shema Yochlenu Dover Tomei, which L'choy means that we're worried that if a guy is cooking, and he normally cooks, so I'm worried that maybe one time he's going to add something inside, that's like a trait, and then we're going to be eating something trait. That L'choy is Alpi Rashi, which again, the Beisaisa, the Lavush, all the Achoyim bring down, this is another reason why we have to Asa Bishal Akim. Now, L'choy, there's a gross enough community between these two reasons. I'll give you a big enough community. Here in Eretz Yisrael, this is a tremendous enough community. A tremendous enough community. What about a fry eat? Mechal Shabbos. The Tshuva brings at the beginning of Kuf Yud Gimel. You have a Mechal Shabbos. You have a fry eat, and he's busy in the hotel. You go there for breakfast, and he's cooking you up an egg. Right, we'll get to eggs in a moment, exactly how long it should be. Same Mechon B'cholik. Oh, but amazing, you have this guy over here that's doing it. You go to a restaurant, you see that he puts inside the microwave, he puts inside something over there. He's a fry eat. He's a yid. It's a fry eat. Mamash Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. All the mice. What do we do over here? So the Pesach Tshuva Mechal B'cholik. It's telling these two reasons. Is the reasons al chasnas that I'm going to marry as mabaya? He's a yid. Look, if his old daughters are from a yid, what's the problem? There's no problem of chasnas. Oh, but if the reason is like Rashi said later, Shami Yovin Dabat Tomei, that maybe what's going to happen is we're going to add something inside that's Tomei. So, now if it's a problem, if community is from yid or not from yid, the ma'aser is not from yid. Again, the chanami is a little plugarity. That's a legal like look. The Maisa Chazal will ask it, it won't help you. So L'chayu Nachamol, the Shaila would be, when you have a matzah in a kitchen, or a hatsha, or you're dealing with a non-from yid, you have L'chayu the Shaila. Again, Nalach of the Maisa we'll get to in a moment, if we talk a matzah, if we make a legabim Achol Shabbos, we'll get to it. But L'chayu, that's the nafkamina between the two reasons. Now, legabim the Halach of a Sofik, which often comes in when a person is a Sofik, is the Yid cooked it or a Goy cooked it? The Hainu, we deem official Yisrael or Bishal Akim. So it's often the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah is Makel and holds that any Sofik by Bishal Akim, you can be Makel, Sofik, the Rabbon, and the Kula. Mimela. So you go into a restaurant, a hotel, the Chul, you're not sure who's the one that made the eggs, who's the one that cooked everything. You have a Sofik, and a Haname, then a Bazi, you can be Makel, al Sofik, the Rabbon, and the Kula. It's actually about, we're not talking about something that couldn't be bothered. But I'm talking about a good Sofik. I'm not going to go into the details now of every single Zach. Now, I want to go into the Ikke Heterim of Bishal Akim. And again, these are so important to understand. If you know these Heterim, so then every Shaila you're going to come to a matzah where you're dealing with the Shaila from Bishal Akim. If you know the Heterim, it makes things easier. Two Heterim that dina de Gemara. The Gemara brings us two Ikke Heterim. These ones are Yodua. Everybody knows these two Heterim. Number one, something that's Ne'ach Al-Chai. If you look at the Gemara, anything that's Ne'ach Al-Chai, anything that could be eaten raw, we have to be mouthed exactly what this means, is not Osa because of Bishal Akim. That's number one. Number two, only if it's Ola Al-Shulchan Melachim. Only if it's something that would be on a king or a queen's table, those are the two Tanoim that you need. Dainu. You have to have both. Dainu. Bishal Akim is only Osa if you have A, something that's not normally eaten raw, and B, something that's going to be going on a king or a queen's table. If you have both tonight, then you're dealing with the Shaila Bishal Akim. If you miss one, there's no Bishal Akim. Then if you have something that's eaten raw, right? Forget it's Oyla Shulchan Melachim, it's not going to be a problem with Bishal Akim, or the Faket. It's Oyla Shulchan Melachim, but it's not eaten raw. So again, it's also going to be Mutter. Whichever reason you go, whichever way you go, you have to have two reasons. If you don't have these two Tanayim, then there's no Shaila Bishal Akim. That means the Chatzchila it's Mutter. That means the Chatzchila can ask a Goy, can get a Goy to cook something. That's Oyla Shulchan Melachim, if it's Ne'achal Chai. Because it's not, it hasn't got vote tonight. So that's the first thing you have to doubt in Shaila. Is it Ne'achal Chai? Is it not Ne'achal Chai? And if it's Oyla Shulchan Melachim, when you have those two Tanayim, then it's a Shaila Bishal Akim. Now, obviously, there's a very small Shaila here, which is Negei Mamish, what we said before, the Gabbat the timing. Why is Bishal Akim also? So the Chayyim, there's two reasons. We mentioned the Fi the Rambam is the Batam Chasnus, the Fi Rashi Pashtus is Shem Yochanan Tov Atome. There's some Mitzrayim inside over there. So it's a Pashtus Kasha. These two Heterim that the Gemara Be'etzem and other places in the Shaitan Shulchan Aruch over there could be Gimel Sivah that bring us that if you have a matzah where it's Loi Nechal Chai, where it's Nechal Chai and it's Loi Oyochal Shulchan Malachim, so it's Mutzah. One second. If the reason is Al Chasnus, then I understand both Heterim. Very simple. When you're dealing with something that's not a choshev of cooking, something that by essence you can eat raw, apple for example, the guy cooks the apple for you, just a choshev of that. I can eat it by myself, I didn't need him to cook it. Not like that. He cooks up sweets. How do you have to eat sweets? Some big shayla. How do you have to eat a sweet? A sweet, a candy, is cooked, it's boiled. No. What's the heter? It's a bishul yisrael. You ever saw a sweet, it's a bishul yisrael. It doesn't need to be. It's not oyla shulcham alachim. So God, no homo. If the reason is al chasnos, doesn't bother me. Because al chasnos, you're talking about a sweet. Who cares? That's not a choshev as that. I don't have a promise that toy to the goy. I don't have a shayla as a connection to the goy just because he bought up a sweet. Masha'engen, if the reason is shem and yosu dobe tome, so my after me, that he's a tame. These Heterim don't really make much sense. Just because all of a sudden it's Ne'achal Chai, or it's Ein Aroeh Shulchan Melachim, there's a Heter now. Because why? You know what happened to Rashi's reason? What happened to Rashi's reason of Shem Yochanan Dabei Tomei? Very interesting Shaila. So the Minchas Seloza, the Mingatcha, has a Mordechai Tshuva in Siman Ayin Dalet. The moment she asked the Kasha, Zut the Minchas Seloza is like, big Yisoy, tremendous Yisoy, he touches up China, the Gemara, he touches up the Rishonim, and how to understand Bishal Akim. Tremendous Yisoy. The Minkach is tiny, and Be'etzin has raised for many, many different Svarim, the Postim, the Chulei Aimsham, the Tshuva, the Tshuva. He writes over there, what is this chasnas? Are we taka worried that if a person eats a food that a goy made, he's going to start marrying the kids? And in the phenomenon, rather, if they take a chazal, eventually it could happen. But that's not the Yikr Chashash right now. Zul the Minkach and Lazar and Maisa. What's the Gzeir Bishal Akim? The Gzeir is Gzeir Shema Yilmod Mimaisa. As I state in the Minkach and Lazar, we work. That if a person comes to a matzah where he's always eating the food that a goy made, eventually he may come to learn from what he does. B'chule, b'chule. Maybe al yidei this minchas alozer we can understand Rashi. L'chole, there's no two reasons of Bishal Akim. I don't know all the swan big down there are. Oh, but l'chole, there's no two reasons. It's one reason. The reason is like the minchas alozer says, which is the etchim understanding taitchim on minchas alozer. It's shema yilmut memaitah. And eventually what happens is, when you become some shaykh to the guy, he's going to start offering you things. And when he offers you things, you're going to say, suddenly all the big lamdonim come out. It's a sophic, it's fake, and it's happy. It's a basuyoid, it's mutter. The guns of lamdonim come out of the hill of the sun. It's in the stomach, okay? Also, it's covered with abriyas, and mamash achim Hashem, if I say no. A gun's the maister, and the maister takes it and eats it. That's Chan Rashi. Rashi's not saying that we're that worried that the guy is going to put something inside it. I'm watching him. And my Rashi's learning that eventually, when you become so accustomed to eating that which a guy makes, the maister is going to come to learn from him, he's going to become shaykh to him, closer and closer, and maybe eventually you're going to come to eat a dover tomei when he's after opposite to you, and it's very, very geschmack. Very, very geschmack. Now we understand the opinion that the Gemara gave us of Bishalakim applied beautifully side the Rambam, side the Rashi. We don't have to say there's two reasons, the maister. Now again, it's very hard for us to understand that we're sitting Baruch Hashem, Dal Kotzei Reish HaMeis HaMedrash, the maister, people in the world, people are boasting all the time with Goyim, they have these insanities all the time. People told me they have these insanities all the time. Suddenly they give you things to eat. And you start thinking, well, life is power and stuff, he makes it cold. And why? He doesn't want to feel like a fumer. He wants to be like everybody else, especially when you're working amongst the Goyim. It's a big, big nesayin. It's a big nesayin. So what we're saying over here, Lefi, these reasons of the Gemara, and the Gemara brings these two reasons, they're very big yisoidistic reasons, a big yisoid in Bishalakov. So let's go through one of the, what the two attain, and let's explain them one by one. Number one, the first that we mentioned from the Gemara is, it's dafka something that's loy nech al chai, dying. Bishal Akum is only asr if it's something that's not normally eaten raw by itself. Which again, the shayla is what that means. The mitzvah and other rishonim hold it's going to be roy to be eaten raw. The ma'aser roy poskim don't go with that mahalach of the mitzvah, and they go with the mahalach that whatever the minigah mokrim is to eat raw or cooked, that's going to be kuveh the halachos of Bishal Akum. For example, let's take a very common example: applesauce. Now, applesauce, the ma'aser, ever saw an applesauce bishal yisrael? It's like a niche. They don't even need it. Why? Because an apple is something that's nechel chai. You don't need bishul yisrael and applesauce. Jams. All these sorts of jellies and jams. These are all things that are nechel chai. Anybody knows anything about jam manufacturer? All jams, by the way, comes from apple. Every single type of flavor of jam that you will buy are be'etzem made from apples. And then they add a few strawberries to make strawberry flavor. And that apricot to make apricot flavor. But be'etzem it's all apple. Which again, would be a safe for us as well. All the jams are not bishul yisrael. Even if it's a big Gabbalah Gehansha, it doesn't need to be Bishul Yisrael, because it's something that's Nechel Chai. Another is that water, for example. That water is a tremendous shayla. For example, in Mexico, the tremendous shayla came out that Bishul Akum by water. Because in Mexico, it's not shy to drink water, you've got to cook it up. There's germs in there. Moshe's not shy to drink it as well. So the problem was that shayla Bishul Akum. It made the person instead of other not, because the etim is right to drink it as well, but because of the germs, you don't do it. So the mice of water, and that's obviously the heter for a coffee. What's the heter? To go to a goisha office, and the goy offers you a coffee. What's the heter? The heter is poshut. Since rove of the ingredients are water, and that's nechel chai, even though there's a little bit in there for tam shaboy, there's no shayla Bishul Akum, even though the kitzur shulchan aruch says you should be machme in coffee, and the other person, if it's ketubah brings the kiyosef, the chulei, others that say you should be machme, but the halacha, other poskim, the halacha, the heitika poskim, the above, you can be mekel, and coffee is no problem of Bishul Akum. Another interesting shayla in Bishul Chai is a zoy. What happens if you have something that by itself, you don't eat it raw, but when you mix it in something else, all of a sudden you eat it raw? Ledugma, onions. What do you do with onions? Onions most people don't eat by themselves. You don't eat a raw onion by itself. Although when you put it into a salad, so now all of a sudden you eat it raw. So now you have a shayla. You go into a restaurant, you go to one of these grill places, not shawarma place, and you see the guy over there, the Arab, he's cutting up the onions, he's frying them on the fryer, and he puts them on the side. Next time you want to order shawarma, are you allowed to eat them? So my zukwa vaz and shayla lady, have other water? Because an onion is the essence something that's nechel chai. Kobe, you don't eat it by itself, but it's a meal of food that is normally eaten chai, but maybe there's no shayla of Bishul Akum over there. Now I'm going back to the next tonight. The next tonight that we said of Bishul Akum is Oyla Shulcha Malachim, which means only something that's Oyla Shulcha Malachim is shayla Bishul Akum. If it's not Oyla Shulcha Malachim, then it's mutter. What does that mean? Oyla Shulcha Malachim, Ledufa. Weetabix. Now everybody knows Weetabix has by appointment of Her Majesty the Queen, which means that the Queen can eat Weetabix. As I say, the Queen eats Weetabix. So what does that mean? Weetabix is a shayla Bishul Akum. Zichanich. Because she might eat it, she eats sweets as well, right? Whenever no one's around, about it, she eats sweets. Does that mean it's Oyla Shulcha Malachim? Avadanish. Because the plan is she won't serve it for an Ikasuda. She's not going to serve it when all the Prime Ministers and all the government people come. She's not going to be serving Weetabix. But that's not the kriveya. The kriveya is what she served at a big seuda. Not only that, the Be'er Moshe debits in the world tainas that it's not only the king or queen, it's who had din any choshuv a meal, a chasana, a bar mitzvah, a bris, a choshuv a suda is nechla. And by the way, here comes the machloikas. The machloikas in a heksha in Chutzlaritz in England is too great about the grand shaven, and they talk about going to a certain going to grocery shop to find sweet corn, a tin of sweet corn. So one tainas that in our simchas that they're serving in all the haskins and the choli b'choli corn salad, so corn is now oilo shul kamalachit. Mashaik in the other one is that to say he's obviously serving more choshev of food over there, and wouldn't dream of serving corn in such a matzah. So maybe taina, it's not oilo shul kamalachit. So again, this is a shaila that called a kol if you are mocking basman. You have to know if you're machme, if you're maker, you go to a certain hashi, trusting the hashi with a kashrus shibori. What about shaila of bishalakim that you didn't even realize? Now, if you're making shaila of bishalak with oilo shul kamalachit, for example, I'm making my house mashed potatoes. Now, the mashed potatoes that I'm making in my house is zichel not going to be oil of shulchan melachim. It's not going to the queen to eat as a matzah. Over, if the chef of the queen go along and start adding, I don't know, butter and parsley and all the gemalim bezakah to make it nicer, so what's that lach over there? Zuk the poiskim, even though in my house it's not the way it is right now, it's not oil of shulchan melachim, but if the chef would come along and make it tikkun in a way that it would be oil of shulchan melachim, so it's nechlan bishalachim. So anything that's included in that will be included in the shayla from Bishul Akum. Potatoes. Now, potatoes are a tremendous shayla. For 20, 50 years, they've already have a shayla on potatoes. For example, the Chochmas Odom holds that a potato is Ola al Shulchan Melachim. So now, what are you talking about? Maybe potatoes are potatoes, Ola al Shulchan Melachim. Ah, Gunish. So now, there's no such shayla Bishul Akum by potato. So now, there's no such shayla that maybe there's a machlekes. How about the nish? There's no machlekes over here. A call if you are mocking. Depends where you are. If in your place they serve potatoes and an open that's mamish good for a suda, so look at it. It'll be oyel shulchan melachim. The main of the koyf that makes it's going to be awesome. Lashayim give you a place that they won't, then it will be mutter. Cholent, tremendous shayla. What do you do with cholent? Cholent oyel shulchan melachim. No, oh, but oyel shulchan melachim. So the main event is sand. Taka Ravosna and Shevet HaLevi and Rav also says, I'm going to be true about this. So he tainas that if a guy would taste it, Avad he would have it. And mainly that's got enough of a dinner, Oilon Shulchan Melachim. I think in the Chutzah, someone told me to have a cleanup that's been with him for many, many years. And because she was so busy with Yidden all the time, every single Shabbat she makes children in her house. She's so used to it, she might make a shmak. So the Maestat Nochamot, the feed that, the Shai that we said in the beginning, like Gabi the children that was put on by the God on Shabbos, forget the Shai that makes the Shabbos. Got a Shai that Bishalachim. It's not a Shulchan Melachim, got a Shai that Bishalachim. Let me get back to bagels. Bagels with Moshe held, even though a bagel is taka cooked, they boil it in water. Zilva Moshe, that's not considered to be Ola Shulchan Melachim, and it's going to be mutter, there's no shayla over there. Eggs, now eggs is a tremendous shayla. Any person that goes to a hotel, any person that goes to a bris, and they have busy over there, they're making scrambled eggs for you. So the Shulchan Aruch is close. Often the Shulchan Aruch in the Yeridei is from the Kufi Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says that in the Chinami, an egg is shayach to be eaten raw, as we know from the example of Chaim Yav Nenshin Chuches. You better see because of an egg that's raw, of its own idea of chak. Nechal Adidei Hatzchak is not considered to be achila raw. Mimena of the poiskim, an egg is something that's shayach to be bishalakim. You've got a goy standing over there. Now, which hotel is a Haimish Yid standing over there making scrambled eggs for everybody's breakfast? 400 people. The Chayis says, I don't know, never saw such a thing. Elamai, the goy over there, or the whatever they are, the fry eating, maybe he's scrambling the eggs. Come on, what's the heter? We've been with the shayla of bishalakim. There's no shayla egg, it's nechal bishalakim. The shayla is if we can match it for a different reason that we'll get into later, like Gabi the fire. That's something we'll get into, Beis Hashem. Canned food. A lot of shaylas with canned foods, most places can hold that a canned food is not only a shulchan melachim, and the main there's no shayla of bishalakim. But again, we have to get into writing these in yoni. Bit canned food. Food in a can, peas and all this sort. It's not only a shulchan melachim. Anything in a can is a not only a shulchan melachim. And not everybody's masking to that. They kind of forget. They go to many caterers, have these very sweet corn salads, they open up these huge tins, and they start serving it. So nachem, this is subject to a machlekes. Depends what hashi you'd say mechon. It depends what type of hetairim they're going to be using. Weiter, bittel. Toysus and Abu Dizor and Amaziah says, claw. When it comes to Bishul Akin, now, but it's a big machlokes rishonim, whether or not Bishul Akin is bottled by Shishim or it's bottled by Roy. Big machlokes are poiskim. Most poiskim, the Shach Be'etzim, Pimagodim, and other poiskim hold, we're dealing with Roy. It's bottled by Roy. We mean that anything that's going to be in a Michael, that's going to be some bishalakim, some not bishalakim. So the Gerubas Roiv, and if Roiv of the Maitre is Ne'er Hel Chai, then it will not be a Shaila of bishalakim. Now, here's a very important Shaila. Do we go Bosse the Min, or do we go Bosse the Maitre? For example, let me give you two examples. Let's take rice, and let's take potatoes. These are two things that can be prepared in two ways. I can use rice to make a nice geschmack of rice, hot, nice vegetable dish, or I can use rice to make rice cakes. Let's take another example, potatoes. I can make beautiful, creamy mashed potatoes, or I can make crisps. So the shayla is, do we go back to the min, or do we go back to the maichel? There are persons that are machmeh, the maisal achrov and the poiskim is, you can be maker and you go back to the actual food. That means crisps. By the way, you'll have a look. Even a good Haimish Hechsha will not have actual Bishol Yisrael crisps. They won't have it. They won't by going. It's a good Hechsha. The ingredients are good. But of the Bishol Shabbat, you don't need it. I come from a potato. We go bossa the actual food. And since a crisp is not Oilat Shul from Elohim, that's a Mokim to be Mekel. Let me get later. Kavona. The Kavona of Bishol is very, very important. The Hainu. What does the kavana mean? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, hey, what happens if a guy cooks without knowing he's cooking? He doesn't know. No, do it more. What happened a couple of weeks ago when there was no electricity, and he is busy making something on the fire, and the gas goes out, or the electricity goes out, the oven goes off, and now the electricity company put it on. They're going, zecha fry even anyway. So what do you do now? The Tumala says, I just put it in the oven 2 seconds ago. You know, the Shalabach would have said, we'll get to. Now we're going to put a Ki'ilu, put it on for me. He cooked it. So Shulchan Aruch says, close, see, hey, and there's no Kavana, and there's no Issa. And so it's very special. The Ganze Issa Bishalakim is Fazlus, as our Shemi Yechasus. And if I don't know him, and he doesn't know me, and he doesn't know cooking, then I'm there's no Shaila of Bishalakim over there. So we're going to get to that. First of all, we're going to get to doing it for you. He's cooking the kavanas of cooking. But the electric guy who's putting on the chashmal, doesn't know he's cooking. The Shulchan Aruch will not talk about doesn't know you. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't know he's cooking. Now, we'll get to other heads in a moment. Times of Bishul. Again, often people think that Bishul Achim is the gate by Bishul. It's the gate to an oven. It's the gate to a microwave. How often do you have someone that puts things into microwaves for you if he's not a frum yid? He's a goat for sure, culture cane. It's a tremendous... We'll get to it. It's about going to be a problem of Bishul Achim. Steaming, which is what they do in most factories in a lot of items, like canned goods. A lot of these things are steamed. A lot of poskim hold that Nichlam Bishul Achim are made of its osa. Smoking. People go to chutzlars, they buy smoked salmon without a hechsha. Smoking. They smoke the fish, all these sorts of things. Most poskim hold in this situation is not Nichlam Bishul Achim. Smoking is not good. Again, it's, we know it's a mefusha. Shaila. The Mishalmi, the Rambam's in here, whatever. The Maisa by Bishul Achim, there's no shaila of smoking. Bishul Acha Bishul. When it comes to Bishul Achim, there is no Shaila Bishul Acha Bishul. Meaning, if the food was made in Gansen and a goy comes along and reheats it, then there's no problem. It's not allowed to heat something up for you. Fully cooked item. We're not going into Ein Shin Yitches. On the Maisa, the Gabi Bishul Acha Bishul of the Bishul Achim, there's no problem. A goy heats up something for you in a microwave, in an oven, in a pot. If it's cooked in Gansen, there is no baya. Of it, what's faket? Also, to be machmeh. That's a Gerardo Gakula. Of it, what's faket? That means if a goy makes something, the fact that the heat comes along and heats it up, it's not going to make it mutter. It's not going to make it mutter because the goy finished it. The goy cooked in Gansen. So you have to worry about that as well. There's one tremendous exception which is very, very complicated. There's a tshuva butan yad Ephraim, that the tshuva also brings it down. It's on the Avkas Reichel, right? The Bala Machaba, the Rebbe Kari, the Shulchan Aruch. He writes a tremendous heter, which is the gate to a lot of things that we buy. Without us even realizing we're being samech on kulis in Bishul Achim, we buy things that some of us can have a good heksha, without realizing what they're doing. So the Maisel Avkas Reichel says like this. He said, what happens if you have a Maisel that has two sections of cooking? Number one, it cooks to a certain extent, and then the key becomes bottle. It becomes not a good food, you can't eat it now. And then later, it has to be cooked again. Now, what's the halacha of the second cooking? If the goy does the first cooking, can he do a second cooking? I'll give an example. Instant mashed potatoes. You buy these little, you know, containers, you add water, instant mashed potatoes. So it used to be, the way to do it was that the goy marshal the potatoes in Gansen, eventually gets it dry, and dries out, he shreds it up, and then you can add water, and it turns into a gavaldik gazach. Now, this direct shayla is negeya to Pringles. What's the shayla of Pringles? Pringles is a shayla like this. We know this was brought us already, that the shayla of Pringles is different to crisps. Crisps is a posh of the zak, regular potato chip is a slice of potato, mabaya. Shaila Bachar, we know the Brachos Adoma, we know the Gabi Bishop, what's going on. Oh, but Pringles is different. Now, Pringles, the Mitzvah of Pringles is that they take the regular potatoes, they make, you know, an instant mashed potato mix, and then they form it into some kind of twist, and then it's fried. The Shaila is, the first stage is always done by Goyim. There's no Shaila about it. They get it from China, all sorts of places. The dry powdered potato comes originally from Goyim. Now the problem is, if a Yid would go along now and do the frying, is that called Bishul Yisrael or not? Do we say that the first item that he did, the Ayin of the Goyim originally, when he made the potato mix, was kill oisnavin ghanite bechlal? That's the etzem, the het of the Avdus Reichel. That's what he wants to tie up. That bismanenu, we don't have the heter anymore, unfortunately, for the simple reason they changed the mahalach how they make Pringles, and now how it's made is as follows. If they have a mahalach, again, without going into too many details of how they make Pringles, because that's not what we came for, of the maisa, the story that they made Pringles was, if they make it in a way, they found an enzyme, that they put it together in a way that all you have to do after you get the powder is add water. That's it. So it comes now to the Pringle factory, they get all this powder which is already pre-made. Now they add water, lo and behold it comes into a nice bishmak of that, they form it and they fry it. So the Alkus Roykel, his heter was not something like that. Something that you just have to add water is not good enough, and then maybe that's why you don't have the heter. So what's type of the heter for the Pringles? The heter of Pringles is number one. Number one, it's steamed. Often it's not fried, it's steamed. A lot of poskim hold, for example, Rebelski Shlita for America holds. There's no shy of the steaming. Steaming, you could be mako in this situation for sure. Number two, the ikka heter that we have by Pringles, as I mentioned before, it's not oila shulchan malachim. It's not oila shulchan malachim again, it comes from the potato, but my nafkamina. The ikka maizel is something that's not oila shulchan malachim. Memela, there is no shy at the gabi there. Where there is a shy, it's frozen vegetables. When a person goes to chutzah, you buy a packet of, it's got no extra bechlal, frozen vegetables, and what could be created, what could be traded about a vegetable? Now people don't even realize. Again, well, they're doing ingredients, pure 100% peas. Canned, regular, frozen packet of peas. What do you do now? So the problem is they have to mevashel them originally. If they have to mevashel them then, and now you're going to come along and reheat them, so reheating, we mentioned before, is no shakas bechlal. Reheating doesn't make it into a bishul yisrael. So what do we do? So the Shulchan Aruch tells us a sieve test. This is the het of Ashkenazim, by the way, not for Svadim, that if a yid is oisik in something to do with the food, then you can be made up. So the shayla is, what do you mean oisik? What are you adding? We're adding by putting water in. The parent says, Rafal does a tshuva, and over here by Bishalakim, and he tells about you can be made up. Because when a yid comes along and takes those frozen peas and puts them into hot water and cooks them up, so number one, he tells you they're adding some kind of tam to the peas, and number two, you're softening it. That time is enough, according to the Ramah, according to Ashkenazim, that will be enough of a heter to be makel, even though the goy could be started off the bishul process, but since a yid finishes off afterwards, then a brother is a bokeh to be makel. Now, a very interesting shayla. What happens like this? A fellow calls me up, Meister Shaya, calls me up, he calls me, this is a very sheer shayla. Anyone that has cleaners in the house, it probably happens all the time, nobody even thought there was a shayla. It happened, he called me, he thought there was a shayla. What was a shayla? He said, his wife made up some chicken soup. She was cooking on the fire, the cleaner came along, so what does she do? She wants to clean the gas. So she takes off the chicken soup, she cleans the gun to gas, and she puts the chicken soup back on. Shaila from Bishalakim. Shaila from Bishalakim. You can't want it to cook. Vandu said, come on it to cook. When she put it back on, she wanted it to cook the Bishal. You want time to hem it from the Bishal Bishal. Depends when she took it off. So if she took it off with no shaila for the actual chicken of the food, took it to clean the gas, you got a problem with Bishal. So the mind of the head is like this. If it's, and this again, for Ashkenazim, and the Sfadim have a different heter, but the Ashkenazim hold, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah and Tipet tell us that if it's already cooked Michael ben Jusai, there's no bayah. Now, here Michael ben Jusai will more make by Orochayim. In Orochayim and Hilchot Shabbos, we know the beginning of Shin Gimel, the beginning of different places in Orochayim, we know that Michael ben Jusai is Chetzi Bishul. Over here, it's only a third. The more makel, Tony, do Rabbanon, the many more makel. So if the food was cooked at a third matzah, and then the goy did it, then there's no problem whatsoever. And it works paket also. What if the goy started the bishul, and the yid finished it, or we mentioned before? So the maitre can be makel. This woman, rather, that was from chutzorit, so the chips were in the oven. So we're clearing the shayla whether or not it was cooked or not, or where we're holding. But one of the tain would be that if a goy started the process, and the yid finishes it, there's a market to be makel. Where do we rely on this? Pasta. But how many people don't buy pasta from a chutzorit shop with no hechsher bechlal? What's the chat? Ingredients don't bother us. Bishalakim. How do you make pasta? You have to cook up the dough over there. Teretz is, since they leave some of the dough to be cooked by the yid, and the yid puts it on the fire as mevashel in gansen, no shayla from Bishalakim. Again, if the Ashkenaz, pardon, I don't know, could be worse. And the ikka heter that a lot of hotels, restaurants, and other places deal with is the heter of the pilot light. Tremendous, tremendous problem. It goes as well. According to, let's start with the Shulchan Aruch and Svadim Hati Machmer here, I don't know what they do, it's a tremendous problem. The Shulchan Aruch holds, it's not, again, it's a direct shaykhus to help us pass Akum. Or the Shulchan Aruch holds, it's not good enough for the Yid to simply walk in the middle of the beginning of the day, to put on the oven, to put on the gas, and let the boy do whatever he wants. Not good enough. So the Shulchan Aruch, a Yid has to be Isaac Mamsh in the Achila, in the Bishul Shabbai. Not the actual putting on the fire, no shaykhus the fire, only in the Bishul. As I state in the Shulchan Aruch, so we've got a big problem. What do we do now? We've got a big problem. Every time as far as a shigid, anyone that's signed off on the Shulchan Aruch, we go into a restaurant, and there's a Zahami shigid working over there in the counter, putting on the shawarma, putting on, I don't know, with things on the grill. So you've got a major shayla. And I don't care who put on the gas in the beginning of the day, which is what they do, by the way, at most pizza restaurants and most places around the world, is the mashkir comes in the morning, switches on the oven, straight goes back to the gemara. That's the end of it. Very nice. There's no problem with it. Aber le meister, according to Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't work. Probably doesn't work. You can't do it because Ravadia in Yabia Oimer has a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. He tainis is la'alibu to kol ha'alma. It's a moody chiddush. He tainis, what happens if the yid puts on the fire when the goy already put the kedeva on the fire? Dying. The guy already put the gedera on the fire. There's no fire. Now he calls over, Mashkiach, Mashkiach, come and light the fire. Now we're dealing with a shayla from Svadim, right? You're going to from Shulchan Aruch, you put on the fire, so we're a vadja. Enoch and I normally be passing. Putting on the fire by itself is not good enough. Oh, but the food is already on, and it's according to everybody. And then about you can be made. That's according to the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along the Ramal, and I'll be out of the Ashkenazim, go with this Mahalach, and say, no. As long as the yid was Isaac in effort, there's something to do with the fire, he put on the fire, that's good enough. Which means, according to the Ramah of the Gazal, all we have to worry about, for example, when you go to the hotel, you go to a bris, and say, there's a guy over there, there's a fire yid, he's scrambling up eggs, the Shalom Mishalakim. And we're worried that maybe it's a Shalom Mishalakim, as long as you ask him, did the Mashkeh put on the fire? He says, yes, no, I haven't got a problem. But it's a tremendous problem, tremendous problem. You look at the guy. Look at the Shach, look at the Pichadosh, look at the Chashoch, look at the Chachmas Adam. They're not soymech on this Ramah, the Chatchila. It's a bidiyevet, it's a bidiyevet. The person wants to live a bidiyevet, he goes out, soymech, you have to be soymech on that. Oh, but the Chatchila, they all hold. Shaloi b'shar Satchat, the Chatchila, it's not good enough that the reeds from the fire, the made up, he's there, I don't know what there is to be soymech on, I'll be aloha. When you have a goy making scrambled eggs in a hotel, or any of these sorts of things, when you go, for example, to a grill place, and the star who puts on the, let's go to a regular, you go to a bris, you can go to a shadow brachos, and you got the Arab there throwing all the schnitzels onto the grill. Not at all. If either machaba, it's a bugger problem. If either a mob, be'etzem, it's okay, because they get put on the fire. But if either bedoli, a poiskim, the pichodosh, the shah, the goyim, we're dealing with bamish, a shayvim in the yemen, it's not a chatzchina anymore. So, Maisim, what do we do? So the Taz comes along with the pshara, very interesting. And this is what people are saying. The Taz wants to taina, the Pshalit says, the Taz tainas that the ganzer problem is in a goyish house. Although when you're dealing with a house of the yid, and this person is a tzir from the marit, is a tzir from the ra'ah, they want to taina that the ganzer is so vishal akka doesn't apply in a yiddish house, and therefore, if you're dealing with a master of a yiddish house, then about it, there's a mokim to be makel over there. What about a pilot light? So again, in a lot of Hashem in America, how it works now, they have a Gavaldig Matthias, is that the Mashkir can sit in the base medrash and learn Yom Balayla. Whenever they need him to put on the fire, he takes out his cell phone, he presses a number, he enters a code, bang! The light goes on, the fire goes on, all the ovens, Gavaldig goes out. Again, what we just said before, I don't know if it will help. But the Maisa they tie it in a factory, and there's a Mokim to be Mekel, for whatever reason it is, and there's that's the Maisa of the OU, and many good Hashem. Ataka Shalom on this Gavaldig Mahalach, which is good. The Moshe was making like that, Rebelski is making like that. The only problem is when it gets worse. And which is the Bayah like this. The Bayah is when they have a small fire that remains that the Mashkiach puts on at the beginning of the day. Small fire. Now every time the goy, the chef, needs to start cooking, see, he takes a fire from that fire, almost like a yontuf, he takes the fire from there, and he puts it onto the gas. What's the halacha over there? So the Ramah brings it as a yeshoyimim, yeshoyimim that it works, and if the goy takes a fire that a yid made, then the chayim it works. And that's what they do, by the way, in a lot of factories. The Maisa, most poskim are machmeh, they held it's only with the Eved, and they, again, you have to know, depending on the heksher that you trust, you have to know that the taka going to be choshish for this. Moshlem the Zalman to Yadua used to say that the reason, it's interesting, the reason why there's so much intermarriage nowadays is never, it's because of this problem. People are making kunas in Bishal Akum. Moshlem the Zalman said that is the pshat, why never so many yidden are intermarried with going taka because people are so makel in Bishal Akum. Now, one, two last things is like this. In the OU, for example, they had a gewaltig kula. Up here at Moshe, Rav Moshe held it, Moshe Chiddush and Bishul Akim. He held there is no such thing as Bishul Akim in a factory. No such thing. Aye, what happened? What's the pshat? So he kind of, like we spoke about, like about Pasakim. Pasakim, we know there's something called Pasakim. Pasakim was an afkamina. Pasakim is, I don't know who the guy is. It's a chashas of chasas by a guy, I don't even know. So Rav Moshe learned in a factory, there's no chashash. I don't know who he is, Bachal. He's somewhere over there in China. Might not mean it to me. I don't tell me, like, plug. Wait for days. Him, yeah, him, no. The Moshe chances are, and again, this is what the OU attack the Shemachon. Shemachon and Moshe. The Moshe learns that a factory is so no shaitas to the kingdom of a regular person in his house, they're not Nechon Mitzvah. The Bachal not Nechon Mitzvah. That's the Moshe how the Moshe attack used to Paskin. However, the Chazanish, Revolt and Shevet Halevi, the Menachas Yitzchak, they're all Cholik of this Mahalach. So again, you have to realize, the Shayas of the Shalachim, depending on the Hekshah you go with, you have to know what they deal with. Two last things, Machal Shabbos. I had to see Yid that called me this evening. He says to me, he's got a grandmother Nevach that doesn't give anything Bechal. His grandmother is Nevach, he's from, but his grandmother Nevach is not. So he has to go to tonight to eat. Shayas of the Shalachim, which is Mom's Kiyat Dishmai. Shayas of the Shalachim. So you have to know. On doing Pascha night, we said originally. We said there's two reasons of Bishalachim. Al Sachaskos, or Shemay Yerkadeva Tomei. What do we do? Rav Moshe was Makel. Rav Moshe held when it comes to Machal Shabbos, when it comes to a Fayyid, you could be Makel. Roy, Poiskim, or Machmed, the Chassam Sofer, the Maram Sheikh, the Chazanish, in Eza, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shem Mikrugin, to Tavadas, other Poiskim, Ataka Machmed, that we have over here a Friar Yid. Doesn't give anything. Maram Shacham Machal Shabbos Ba'esia, and you got a problem of Bishalachim. They're gathering the din of the Kli. Again, very shkiach shayla. What happens when you're dealing with the shayla of a bishalakim, if you're allowed to use the kli, this could be enough kumina. If you go to a place and you see that, so the goyim over there are making eggs, and you're machma, you don't hold the bits, so it's a shayla of a bishalakim, if you're allowed to use the kli. So the machlokes we show him whether the kli becomes awesome. Zug the Rashba, we know this from Maruchayim, we know this for example from Shin Choches, we know this from Shin Yitzches as well, from Maruchayim, or Mashtek Mefush over here, the last thing, you could be Gimel over here in Yeridea, Shulchan Aruch says, Mavi Shalach, Mr. Machoik is Rishayim, Machoik is Shulchan Aruch, means that it's a stand, but yes, the Rashba holds that the Kedera that was cooked with Bishal Akim is traitor. The Ra'ah holds its kosher, what's an Akimina, what's the Pshanim, what's the longest in the Machoik, as long as it's kosher. So the Rashba, we're dealing with a regular Isidra Abonim. A regular Isidra Abonim is straight. Like everything else is straight. It's also straight. Zut the Ra, no. The whole inside of Bishalach and the Bayah is the Chassus Shabbai. Are we worried about the bleeds inside a pot going to be a Shai from Chassus? And maybe there are all Paskins that there's no Shai in the Chassab. La Halacha Abad with Paskin that with Machmeh, you have to kashre. What do you do in the case of Cheres? What do you do in the case of China? Pottery. What do you do in the case of the Chum pot, which is made of cheres? The Shulchan Aruch, Rambam Betzim tells us that normally cheres, we know, we don't kasha. But over here, by Bishul Akim, because it's a machlekes, you can kasha it three times, and a mela, you can be making over there. Just to leave the oil with the Santa Shaila, and this is Gerenet Spekta Shaila, you go to a place, for example, you go down Meir Sharim. Today, you find over there a chip machine. Chip machine, they have a guns machine, you put in some money, it makes the chips for you, deep fries them, and it comes out. Fresh, hot chips. Problem is, Mr. Garrett, it's a common problem. What happens if you have goyim, which you often do, you've got cleans, you've got Arabs, you've got builders, all over the place. And the guy before you puts the money in, and his chips came out, now you want to buy chips. Again, not almost, but that ain't coming to the Hesha. I'm not getting into the shadow from the Hesha now. It's about a good Hesha. The problem is that the guy just made a bishalakim in the oil, comes along you, and you want to make a bishalakim so. What's the Hesha? So the mice is not going into too many details. I'd rather we have many, many Hetarian. Number one, it is not only a Shulchan Malachim. Pasha's chips is not something that will be only a Shulchan Malachim. Number two as well, these chips are normally fried to some kind of state of Bishop Michael Midrash side. They're not going to be raw and gansen, and therefore when you're doing it, you're just finishing it off, which again, we had a hetzer for that as well. And many others are telling you, stop it, you don't know clue that the guy did it. The Chayyim, we should remember the Iki Yisoy, that Chazal told us, the Issa Bishalakim, is that the Chas not to become a close connection, a Shaykhah to a guy. This is for next week, we'll go to our next Indian, Gabi Salafis. Sure.